Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
Well, I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Diana Ross was at the number one spot on the singles chart on this day in 86. Chain Reaction, which was written and produced by the Bee Gees, who also provided the backing vocals for the single. The single became her first number one single in the UK since I'm Still Waiting in 1971.
I was always singing and entertaining the family, but did I think I could have a career? Not until I met Smokey Robinson and I was a teenager then. I don't know, I can't remember how old I was at all. But I realized that Smokey had made a record and that someone could sing a song and make a record and become a hit and be played on the radio. That was very exciting to me.
And it was this day back in 1990 that Cher won the Worst Dressed Female and Worst Video for If I Could Turn Back Time, according to the Rolling Stone Magazine Awards.
That outfit was so small.
Couple of birthdays today. Gary Numan is turning 63. He had the 1979 single Cars, a song he wrote about a road rage incident.
Not long before I wrote the song, I had an incident in London when I was driving, and I don't know what I did, but I obviously did something, because these people in front, in the van actually in front, suddenly got out of their car and came back towards me and were very aggressive and were kicking my car and trying to get me out and, you know, opening doors and trying to open the doors and all that. Really frightening. And lyrically, that's where that side of it will come from, about feeling safe in the car and so on and so on.
And Sean Mullins is turning 53 today, US male singer and songwriter who had the 1999 single Lullaby. Today, your music for Monday, March the 8th at Mix 104.9.